If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Dean Richards joins us now with entertainment news. Morning, Dean. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Lovely weekend, and happy to be back at the old grindstone here.
You know what we did?
Is that convincing?
No. I'll go with it.
Really happy to be back.
We went to the Chicago Symphony
show. Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, at Symphony Center. They showed the classic movie, The Wizard of Oz, and the symphony played the score.
Yeah, how was that?
Fantastic.
Nice.
You know what? And it's such a great Chicago treasure. I mean, you know, and you look out, you go down the lobby and you look out the window, which is decorated for the holiday, and you see the Art Institute.
Right.
And they even have free cough drops available at the symphony.
Really?
Yeah, they have a little box, and I guess they don't want anybody coughing during the symphony, so you can get a free cough drop. And then the best part, there was an intermission. And I thought, why don't they have an intermission for the Wicked movie? You know what I mean? It was perfect. They know how to do it over there.
Here we go with the Wicked movie again. You want an intermission, you're going to have to sit there longer. It doesn't make the movie any shorter. Well, you're still going to have to come back.
You get a break, though. But I guess, was Wicked not the number one movie this past weekend?
No, it was not. It was a close second. It took in $80 million, which is formidable. But by far, the biggest selling movie of the weekend was Moana 2. You know, families just came out in droves bringing their kids. You know, Moana 2 is a much more kid-friendly movie than Wicked is. Wicked has a couple of little scary moments, just like Wizard of Oz has a couple of little scary moments in it. But Moana 2, over the five-day Thanksgiving weekend, took in $221 million, which makes it the highest-grossing Thanksgiving release of all time. It beats out Frozen and Hunger Games: Catching Fire. Becomes the biggest Thanksgiving Day release of all time. It's one of the biggest opening weekends ever since before the pandemic. It even beat out the original Moana when it came out back in 2016. Now, you know, also returning from the original Moana movie is the young actress who was only 14 years old at the time, who gave us the voice of Moana, Auli'i Krovako, who talked to me on the beaches of Oahu last week, and talking to me about how she creates the magic and also the voice. How life-changing has this whole thing been for you?
Oh, how do I even begin? I was cast as Moana when I was 14. I turned 24 in just a couple of days. So I have spent a decade with this character in my bones. But truthfully, I have always felt Moana, whether I had a name for her or not. And I think that's what really resonates with a lot of audience members and young women specifically, that they also have always had Moana in their bones, that they are strong, that they are not afraid to go beyond the reef, that they have such love for their community and their people. These are all themes that just come naturally, you know? So to see a young woman on the open ocean taking charge and at the helm of her own ship feels so good. When I was 14, I was just really happy to be there, to be fair. I said yes to everything. I had no technique for singing. I had no technique for voice acting. It was my first job. But as the years have passed, I also have continued voicing Moana. We have fireworks shows. We have Disney on Ice. We have Lego princess movies. And for those roles, I always pitch my voice up. I always try to match 14-year-old self. So if I were to say it then, I would say, I am Moana of Motunui. Like, I'm up there. So for this film, I was really grateful that I get to keep my voice in its lower register.
How have kids reacted to you once they've learned that you're Moana?
Playing a character like Moana means I'm almost like Santa, and that there's a really special age where kids just believe in the character and believe everything that that she represents and the journey that she goes on across the open ocean. They laugh every time Hei comes on screen, and that makes my heart melt, but also makes me beam with pride.
Yeah, there you go. Oli'i Crivello is her name. Couldn't be more delightful, and the movie's going to continue to rake in money like crazy throughout the holiday season. I don't see anything topping this for a while.
I feel warmer just hearing that interview. It's
to hear the waves crashing on the beach.
Nice.
On television, you can see me in shorts, which I don't usually show my gams on TV. So.
But it's the holidays. You want to give people a special treat. A
little extra beefcake.
Dean has breaking concert news. Let's put the breaking concert news banner up here.
You know, does anything scream happy holidays more than an AC/DC concert? I don't think so, but they just announced that they're going to be at Soldier Field this coming May. I know it seems like a long way off. I know it seems like forever, but tickets are going to go on sale this coming Friday. So that's why I'm bringing it up now. 10 a.m. this coming Friday. AC/DC at Soldier Field, May 24th of 2025. So it could be a little bit chilly on Soldier Field still in May.
Could be.
You know, it's not exactly summer weather, even though the calendar may say so. But if you're a fan, you know, all the usual places for tickets.
The name Wayne Northrup may not mean a lot to people, but what a familiar face on a soap opera, huh?
Yeah, well, if you're a fan of Days of Our Lives or some of the other soaps, the actor known, named Wayne Northrup is very significant. He played Detective Roman Brady on the show in the early days of the show. He came back in the early 90s. Played the same character. He died over the weekend at an assisted living facility. He had been diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's 6 years ago. So, you know, for fans, it's sad news.
Yeah.
He was only 77 years old.
Mm-hmm. What's the story now on the Dawson's Creek star who's dealing with cancer?
This is James Vanderbeek, who, you know, starred on the show, starred in several movies. Probably his biggest movie was Varsity Blues from 1999. Last week it was revealed that he was diagnosed with colorectal cancer, and anybody who's going through any battles like that knows what kind of expenses you can build up in no time at all. So in order to help pay his bills, he's selling merchandise. He's selling Dawson's Creek merchandise. He's selling the sweatshirt, the jersey that he always wore in Varsity Blues, not the exact one that was from the movie, but replicas, for $40. If you want one autographed, they're $80 to help defray the costs of what he's going to be going through now with radiation and chemo treatment. So if you're interested in that, see JVDB, JVDB.shop is where you go to purchase one.
You want to issue the showbiz Botox warning of the day now, Dean?
Yeah, this is maybe the saddest story of the whole morning. For, you know, younger, your kids and your grandkids probably know who Meghan Trainor is. She's a super popular vocalist. And she released a story over the weekend that she had gotten some Botox in her forehead because, you know, who wants, you know, lines in your head, wrinkles in your head. So she also decided to get them on her upper lip and now says she cannot smile anymore because the Botox that has frozen her upper lip. So I don't know how long you have to wait until that wears off. I assume it wears off, right?
Because eventually
there are injections. But in the meantime, go up to her and tell a joke or something and see.
Nice.
You know, say she can't smile. She can't smile without you. Say, somebody go get Barry Manilow right now.
Tell us the story of a couple of showbiz families that will now be one.
Oh, this is a nice story. The son of Eddie Murphy, whose name is Eric, got engaged over the weekend to the daughter of Martin Lawrence. So Eddie Murphy's son, Martin Lawrence's daughter, they've actually been going together for a couple of years now. But over the weekend, they announced that, that a proposal has been made and accepted. And they look adorable in all of their photos together. Jasmine Lawrence said it was not their famous fathers who brought them together. It was actually her uncle who introduced him to her. So how about that for comedy royalty in a family?
Fun family dinner's coming.
Yeah, no kidding. Hercules.
Dean, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you.